Hello, everyone. If you ever go to America, you might notice that the milk section at the store is pretty different than what you might be used to in China. This lesson will help you with the vocabulary you need if you ever go to America and want to buy milk at a store. Our fourth sentence is, also, is the heavy cream in this section too? Sometimes you don't just need to buy milk, but other dairy products too. Although most stores have all dairy products together in one section, it's safe to ask where another item is. Do you know all the different types of dairy products? If you don't, that's okay, because we'll go through them now. First, let's review the different types of milk you can buy. Before, we learned that milk can be divided based on how much fat was in the milk. There's regular or whole milk, 2% milk, 1% milk, and non-fat or skimmed milk. Now let's learn more types of milk and dairy products. In the conversation, we heard that the person was okay with organic milk. How is organic milk different from regular milk? Well, organic milk is different from regular milk in that the cows eat organic feed. Organic milk is often viewed as healthier because it is more natural. Now, let's go on to my favorite type of milk, chocolate milk. Chocolate milk is just like regular milk, but chocolate syrup or cocoa powder is added into it to make it taste like chocolate. If you haven't had chocolate milk before, I highly suggest you try it. A special kind of milk that you might find in the dairy aisle is called lactose-free milk. Since a lot of people are allergic to the enzyme lactose that is found in milk, lactose-free milk takes out that enzyme, so it doesn't give people stomach aches who are lactose intolerant. A very popular brand of lactose-free milk is called Lactaid. Another kind of milk that isn't actually made from cows is called soy milk. Soy milk is made by soaking soybeans, boiling it, and leaving the remaining liquid. Many people who are allergic to regular milk made by cows will drink soy milk as a substitute instead. Now let's learn a bit more about some other popular products you'll find in the dairy aisle. If you're like me, then you might not like to drink plain black coffee. You've probably added a coffee creamer. Coffee creamer is different from milk because coffee creamer doesn't actually have any dairy in it. However, we'll include it in here because you will probably see it in the dairy aisle. Coffee creamer is a bit thicker than milk and usually has flavor and sugar added to it. Coffee creamer is a popular way to flavor coffee and make it taste better. Another thing that you can add to your coffee is half and half. Unlike coffee creamer, half and half is a dairy product. This is because half and half is made out of cream and whole milk. A dairy product that you might also notice on the shelves is heavy cream. Heavy cream is different from other dairy products you might find in the dairy aisle because it's mainly used as an ingredient for other things. For example, heavy cream is often added into dessert recipes. The final type of dairy product we'll talk about today is yogurt. Yogurt is a dairy product because it is basically fermented milk. It might sound gross, but yogurt is very yummy and healthy for you too. There are so many different types of dairy products. Again, it's important to remember that most stores will have dairy products all in the same section or aisle. So, if you go to the store to buy milk, but you need heavy cream too, you can ask, also, is the heavy cream in this section too?